Welcome to the 78th episode of the 443 podcast. I'm joining you from the 443 studios in the hood adjacent area of North Phoenix with Paco. Reese is coming to us from the West Valley of the Valley of the Sun. How you doing, sir?
Matt, it is Monday. Let's leave it at that.
Yes, I
Matt,
agree.
but with great things come to an end. I love talking football with you, my friend. Let's jump right into some big games that happened. And then we'll, of course, jump into it to our line in the Cannon teams. To kick us off, Matt, on Saturday, we had
Oh,
Nottingham Forest
tasty.
pulling up a huge win against Manchester City 1-0. What are your thoughts on it?
You merely adapted the Midlands, Pep. We were born here.
Oh man, was that your reception of the game?
So what I saw was what City had issues with after they lost Rodri and people were carving them up. They fell back on that old system. I didn't get to watch this. I just watched the specials, but it looks like Forrest did what they do. Who scored the goal? Was it Chris Wood?
It was
No, Hudson-Odoi.
it was Chuck.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember who scored the goal. So what I saw was that they absorbed City's pressure and then lashed out at them, like kind of like Black Panther absorbing all that stuff with his vibranium armor. And then they
Vibranium, yeah.
got one shot off and they took it like a new Captain America on the Red Hulk.
That was literally it, man, because it was the most weirdest transition from Forest, and the goal that Callum Hudson-Odoi scored was a goal you didn't think would go in. Like, it went in near post and he cut past Vardiol. It was not like a great goal to watch, but it worked for how they structured themselves throughout the game.
Remember when Klopp used to complain that he gets way too many 5:30 or early match games?
Yep.
I think Pep's now the guy who's going to inherit that because they always seem to have trouble when they were the early match.
Yeah, dude, and I'm not
Or the
excited for
last couple, I
yeah.
remember them having the early match. Not an absolute, just the last, I think, two or three, they seem to have drawn or lost.
And I'm not worried for I think City do get at least, the top five, top four position. I think they have improved enough to where we're not worried about them falling out of a Champions League
They're
race.
getting a Champions League spot, especially since the English team City be on pretty good clip to get that fifth spot.
But I
So.
am getting worried a little bit for Forest. But this was a huge, huge
Huge.
win for them. So,
This was 3 versus 4. Like they had to face second a couple weeks ago, and now they had to face third.
yeah. So it was, I mean, it, they've got
Four
a they've
points
gotten 4
from
points. Yeah.
4 points from facing second and fourth. And defending their third spot, I think that's impressive. If I'm
Hard.
Nuno and the ownership and Edu, I'm not worried. I think in year you have a case to make it in the top five, and with the top five, the fourth and fifth spots being playoff spots, I think Forest are well placed to get into that playoff and probably make the main 36 teams. I think it is now or 38.
I can agree with that 100%, Matt. Into another team that's looking for Champions League qualification, but most likely getting the Europe range. We got Brighton at home winning 2-1 with a 98th minute winning penalty from João Pedro for the winner. Matt, from what you saw of this game, what were your thoughts on it, man?
One second, I'm getting caught up. Every time I leave the
The tab.
thing, it goes away. What game were we talking about? Brighton?
Brighton, yeah. So Brighton, that Pedro scored in the 98th minute
Oh,
off the
Brighton
penalty.
Fulham. Got it.
Yeah. This was a. I feel like whenever Fulham plays, it's a fun game. Like, I just like watching Fulham ball right now, especially with all the pain that I've suffered, in terms of watching football and all the drama the refs have given us. Fulham have been like the one, like, them and Bournemouth have been like my two, like, neutral teams that I can just, like, rely on to give me entertaining football because I can't guarantee it for my own team or some of the big sixes.
I think that you mean because last year you were a Brighton boy last season, and I was a Luton guy. I was riding that train. Now I've gone to Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, and Arsenal. And I'm gonna be honest with you, only one of those teams is really exciting me lately.
Yeah.
Even though our Crystal Palace did get a win. The other game I watched this weekend was Bournemouth, and that was a tasty game. But back to Fulham. Did you get to watch this game, or I just watched a quick highlights of it?
I saw a beautiful cross from Alex Iwobi for the Jimenez goal. Did you see Jimenez's celebration when he scored? Can I
No.
just let me see if I can find it really quickly here. Yeah, okay.
Can you describe it to me?
Just watch the celebration. Wait it, guys. Pending. No, sorry.
Oh.
Screen. There we go. Okay, so guys, Jimenez scores a goal in the breakaway. He's running to the corner flag, and I don't know what happened. My man
He just fell down.
just soared, bro. He did like a he did like the
Oh, I was
Jeff
hoping his
Hardy
ankles didn't
swan
give
bomb.
out.
Yeah. But no, I didn't watch too much of this game. I only saw some of the goal highlights. But
We had a
again,
guy in the Bears who used to be like parkour and do backflips. He was this Navy guy and he had like a Cristiano Ronaldo pack. I don't even call it a six pack. It's beyond the six pack. Like all the guy ate was fish and vegetables, pretty much fish, chicken, and vegetables. Looked immaculate. He did a backflip off of a fence and landed, and you just hear him scream. Turns out he literally the bone cracked and sliced his Achilles tendon.
What?
Like cut into it and then it popped. I only saw him
Days.
from the front. My buddy who was in the back said he could see it going up his leg. That's what I
Yeah,
thought
he's
for a
done
second
for.
happened to Jimenez right there when he just fell over. Because I just see him do like this thing and he's like slapping his chest and then his you see his left leg just kind of wobble a little bit and he falls down.
Oh my gosh. Dude, he's never doing a flip again in his life. Oh, that's
Ah, I left.
unfortunate.
He left or I left. One of us moved before his cast was off.
Gotcha. Just one last thing on Brighton. The penalty that Pedro did score, very, very close to being saved from your boy Leno, man. Heartbreaking for Fulham, but big win for Brighton. Into the next game here. We got one of Matt's teams this season. We got Crystal Palace scoring a late goal against, unfortunately, one of Matt's teams,
Yeah.
Ipswich,
Unfortunately,
1-0.
a family member's team. Yeah, I came over to watch the Man United game with my folks, and my mom had just got done watching this game, and she was just kind of like, she kept saying, I kept saying something later on about how Crystal Palace is a London team. She goes, they ain't London. And like, I think that was her way of like talking S. Like,
Yeah.
they're not proper London. They're not proper London. They're not a London club.
In
My dad kept looking at her. He goes, Croydon is part of London. My mom's name. And she's like, not in my book. Not in my book. Those people aren't from London. I'm
Hey, I
like, oh,
respect it.
mom, you better hold off on those people.
She took a shot, man. She's taking shots at the London people. That's crazy. But
Well, like, I don't remember living in London, but my mom lived in London the longest out of all three of us.
gotcha. That makes sense. Hey, then she's the only one that's allowed to say it
Yeah,
then.
and she lived in the northern part of London, north of King's Cross, south of where Arsenal's from.
Gotcha. For the only goal that was scored for Palace, just really quickly, I'm happy to see Ismaïla Assar get back on the score sheet. Someone we thought would be a decent replace. I thought would be a decent replacement. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. But I will say that I'm happy to see him get on the score sheet. Hopefully, Palace can continue to get some output from him. Into the next game here, we have Liverpool coming down from 1-0 and winning the game 3-1. Water is wet. Matt, what were your thoughts on this game?
So I get a lot of my news from Bleacher Report because it sends me alerts, and I'm really thinking about deleting it because it tells you when Liverpool goes down. It does not tell you when Liverpool goes up.
Yep.
And it's
Unfortunate.
very annoying to be like, oh, what part of the game is this? Oh, they're down? I'm busy. I'm running errands. I won't be able to check the score for another 15 minutes. I check the score 15 minutes later. It's 2-1.
Yeah. It literally, Matt, the way it happened is Smallbone scored right before halftime. It was a pretty
My
goal, by
boy
the way.
Willie Smallbone.
Yeah, man, your boy. But he scored a goal. It was a nice goal. And then it literally, not even minutes later, it's halftime. They come out of halftime, and it's exactly what Liverpool always do. A goal from Darwin Nunez, and then two penalties from Mohamed
That's
Salah.
a lot. I'm looking at the box score right now. I did see the Southampton goal. It looked interesting. It wasn't a pretty goal, but it was a good goal. But I didn't see any of the other Liverpool goals.
It was a good finish from our boy Smallbone, though, I will say. But Matt, I'm more interested to talk about Liverpool in the Champions League sense really quickly. They got completely folded and bent over, but still managed to beat PSG at the Parc des Princes. Prince, something like that.
Yeah, Paris Saint-Germain ground.
In the first leg. And I'm just sitting here like, man, they don't play good against Southampton. They don't play good against PSG, but they just win games. Like, if there's one thing that has stayed with this team from the Klopp era, is it doesn't matter like how well the team is playing. They're going to find a way to win, and that just comes from experience, and being a seasoned team like this, which I think goes a long way. If you look at teams like Arsenal, I think they're on the right track to building a foundation like that, where they're going to be an experienced team in due time, where they're going to run into situations where they don't play well like they did over the weekend, but they're going to find a way to win those games eventually.
And what is interesting is like a lot of people, mainly Liverpool fans and Man United fans, which I don't know why, talk a lot of shit to both our teams that they don't got the winning mentality anymore. And I'm like, well, to be fair, City has been in a period of dominance since Leicester or since you guys last won the title. It's literally been Manchester City and then Liverpool winning it one year. It's
And
like, how are you going to get that winning mentality sometimes when you don't get the opportunities to do it? Like, I think that both our teams are developing, and both of them seem to be in slumps right now. And it is, it's a little like, I was glad your team won from me supporting you. I was annoyed that my dad goes, the first news I heard the game was you and my dad both text me at the same time. Oh, Cole Palmer missed a penalty. And then you're like, ah, good, Palmer missed a penalty. I think you guys both text me within 5 minutes.
him. And
I'm sweeping. I'm sweeping out the garage because all the cars are gone. I'm just like, hey, da-da.
the reason I bring up experience is because Arsenal is so young. Obviously Chelsea is too, but Arsenal are much further ahead in their project right now. And it comes back to sort of like the things that you've been sending me about the guy that's been bashing Arteta. And it's just like, man, like I wish people would understand that it takes time to build a winning mentality like
Well, like,
this.
look at it this way. It's like if you take out the English domestic cups, Liverpool had a lot of practice with those cups. But still, when you look at what they do, Klopp and Slot have done in this time period since Fenway took them over, and Fenway might sell them before Slot even wins that title, they'll have won two Premier Leagues, one Champions League, and I think a couple. And I mean, no disrespect to the FA and Carling Cups. I know I've called them smaller trophies in the past, but it does feel good to win them. I've watched my team win, I think, four FA Cups, and they've been spots of joy.
Yeah,
But
100%.
you have to develop that in those things. And Arsenal has gotten some really rough draws in those cups, and you guys have gotten some amazing finals and had to go to penalties in like three or four of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like I know what the feeling is like to win a Champions League, but like I haven't watched my team win an FA Cup or a Carabao Cup in like 6 or 7 years. And like now that we're like I'd say like 6 or 7 years ago, I was like a casual fan. You'd watch like the big six games, Champions League games, but I wasn't watching weekly like this. And I've yet to see my team win a domestic trophy as
But
a series
you've seen
fan.
them since you and me have been friends. You've seen them make a bunch of finals, though.
Yeah.
Arsenal, since you and me have been friends, have made one final and they won it, and that was it.
I guess that's a fun question. Would you rather your team make four finals and lose all of them, or make one final and win it?
I'm gonna be honest with you. To build that, like the street cred, I think I'd rather have what Chelsea have than what Arsenal have,
Okay.
because, like, if you. Either way, people of opposing teams are going to talk trash to you. They're going to be like, oh, but you can't win it. You bottlers. You can't win it. Or, come on, man, that was 5 years ago now. Either way, you're in that same boat unless you just won it last year, like Ten Hag.
Yeah, that's true. It's just
Or you're
an
in like the
interesting
City
thought.
mode where it's like, oh, they've won two trebles in a row, winning the FA, Carabao, and then something else.
Just an interesting thought that just popped in my mind, like making like 10 finals, losing all of them, making one and winning it. Like it's a tough conversation,
But
but credit to
you guys won it with Conte. Like the didn't you win the double the year after Leicester won the year? What last your last
yeah,
Premier League
we won
one
the
of them?
FA Cup in the league. I think, or I think it was a Carabao Cup in the
Yeah, but
league
the
that year.
Carabao Cup in the league. But you have that in recent memory, and it's like that's within that window from when City became pure dominance. You still have that, and there aren't many clubs that can look at like Leicester. They won a FA Cup in that time frame, and I still count their championship because that was the. Pep's first year when everything kind of hit the ground. Your team barely beat them the year after that. And ever since then, it's been him running the league.
One last thing I guess before we wrap up on Liverpool. I saw a title from NBC Sports on one of their YouTube videos for the lowdown. Is Salah going to break Alan Shearer's record?
I'm gonna be honest, maybe it's because I'm not English, but Alan Shearer's record really doesn't matter to me. know I'm the like I'm the
So.
opposite of Jamie Carragher, who just can't seem to shut up about it. But to me, it like I know who he is, just like
Yeah.
the George Best. I know who these guys are, but they didn't impact me. Like I know Thierry Henry from clips. I
Right.
don't, and from that time he came back to play for Arsenal against Leeds in one of the cups. All my like memories and appreciative of players have come from after that. Like, I don't think I remember seeing Drogba maybe play one game for Chelsea, but I saw Drogba play 3 times in Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. Like, I've watched I'd say like a handful of Hazard games, but like it's not even like a handful legitimate enough to like me
So
to
I
like.
remember Hazard playing a lot because when we became fans, you and me both became fans right around the same time.
Let's preface this, guys. I'm older than Matt by several thousand years, but I'm
Yeah,
also
thousand
younger
years.
than Matt by several thousand. It's like let's see if I can pull out something.
It's like we're
I got.
Doc Brown and Marty McFly, but we're both Marty or Doc, depending on
I'm
what time
like
we're talking.
Engstrom Levy from the Invincible, like from Invincible for the Invincible fans out there. Like I'm like several thousand brains in one, you know, but I'm like not someone to be messed with. All right, go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
I forget what, but what was, I
If
wrote.
Salah doesn't break the record, I think Haaland will 100%.
Yeah,
That I
yeah.
will say.
The record's going to be broken soon, and it's really kind of a weird record to
For
begin with
sure.
because it's not even, he didn't even play in the Premier League. It's an English top flight record, right? Because they always bound these things around. There's the top flight and then the Premier League.
I think it is Shearer. I think Shearer has Premier League. I think it's Premier League Shearer is 260 goals
Yeah.
to and I think but like I'm with you. Like Shearer is one of the greatest strikers of all time, but like guys, like when I watch like I've only seen highlights of R9. Like but in my eyes, R9 is the greatest player that I've ever seen in my life. But like I can't tell you that off of facts. I can only tell you that of what I've seen from YouTube videos.
Like,
Like
I love Maradona. He's the guy. I've never seen him live except when he comes out, but I have watched many a video of him on the internet with that
exactly.
grainy kind of jumpy kind of play they have where he just looks like a coked out fiend just streaming down that line.
That's what
But
I'm saying. Hey, great. Hey, I like the. Did you do that on purpose? Streaming down that line? Did you do that on
yeah,
purpose?
I did. That was,
Hey, respect, brother.
yeah.
Respect, man. All right,
It
guys.
ain't
Let's.
Drake. I can make some lyrics. I can make some double entendres.
Don't you dare say the Spanish words, please. All right,
Okay.
let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving before Matt pulls out Drake bad bars.
Real quick, because we talked about this before, let the people know you did see animated Bane. He is everything I told you, right?
Yes. Guys, I think he might be better than the real life. Who's the guy? What's the
Tom
actor's
Hardy.
name? Tom
Tom Hardy
Hardy.
Bane.
Sorry,
I think
Venom.
he's better than Tom Hardy Bane because he's been on 5 seasons of Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy and 1 season of Hell Yeah, Kite Man.
Kite Man, yeah. And I've watched him more in Kite Man, guys, but I did watch one of the episodes that Matt had recommended in Harley Quinn, but I'm with you, man. He might be
He's
better
like
than the
terrifying, but at the same time, he's also very pitiable. It's like he's
His
like
voice
Lenny
is
from, he's
just
like the both the guys from Mice and Men. You know what I mean? In the same person.
I feel like he's the type, like if you walked up on that Bane in the animated version and you had no idea who he was, you'd be afraid of him, and then once he spoke, like you wouldn't know what the fuck to think, dude.
Wait a minute. Well, how do you get that big and have that funny of a voice, brother?
That's
Where
what I'm saying. But yeah, credit to Liverpool. It was a big win for him.
are we heading next, sir?
I saw something that Liverpool are on April 1st can lock up the league or something like that. So we'll see if that
I mean, they're
happens.
15 points ahead. Like, we'll get to the talk of my how people have handled them basically locking up the league. I honestly think this has been a good league. I know people have talked about it being boring. I mean, the no relegation race has kind of sucked with so many teams being so close. That'd be so interesting for to see them like escape relegation. But I thought it's been a good season. But how do I put
To
this?
me, I'm with
I'm
you because
appreciative of what I'm seeing Liverpool do.
100%.
Because it's very impressive for a new manager to come in and just and win. He inherited a basically a Cadillac, but he didn't lose the keys or burn out the starter or anything.
I think what you said was perfect. I hate Liverpool with all my heart, but like, dude, they're just
They're
like,
moving up my hate list, but you still have to appreciate what we are seeing here.
yeah,
And this
and that's
may
the
be the
thing.
last time we see it for in a like they may go into a blip if Salah leaves. Van Dijk leaves. I mean, dude, have you heard like the I don't know if this who even sources it's not from Fabrizio, but Real Madrid is looking to bring in Saliba and Van Dijk to their team next year.
So they're putting Alaba and Rudiger on the bench. Hey, sorry guys, sorry. My freaking cats, man. They like to fight
I'll
each
see if I
other.
could edit that out. My editing skills aren't that perfect, but he may
I'm
get
so sorry,
yelling at
guys.
his cats.
I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah, I don't know about that one, man. That would be a lot of money for Real Madrid if they also want to and sign the contract of Trent. Like it's a big contract Trent's gonna be on too,
Well, think
man.
about
But
that. If they bring in Trent, Saliba, and Saliba and Van Dijk, that's adding to their back line. That would be insane. Like, I mean, the contracts they have to pay these guys. I mean, that's like what a probably like a 2 million pounds a week
easily,
just in
easily.
wages.
Yeah, and I'm thinking here,
Considering
like,
Trent and Van Dijk may go on freeze, from what I understand.
I think you gave me a stoppage time question, Matt, and I'll just ask it right now before I forget.
All right, cool.
If you were to determine out of the big six clubs, who are your, and we'll speed up the other games before we get to our teams, but who do you think are the four lifers in the big six? Like players who are going to stay at their club until they retire, or is that even existing anymore, do you think?
I'm not sure it exists, but I think there are a couple that might stand out. The first one is a man who we'll talk about in a little bit, Son. I believe Son will stay at Tottenham until he retires from them, but he'll probably either retire with them or go to play in Korean League. I don't think we'll see him in MLS, La Liga. I think he'll go when he's done with Spurs, he'll negotiate this contract for like another 3 years, and then he'll go to Korea. And I think I mean, and let's define lifer. Do we mean somebody who's going to stay with his team until he
Let's
goes
say, I
and
guess
plays in his?
retiring is not gonna never gonna happen anymore. Well, let's do like, Saudi MLS home country league, I guess.
Okay. And
So
then Son,
yep.
Saka. Up until this year, I would have said Trent. But I'm
You don't
trying
think
to.
Van Dijk possibly stays until close to
I
that
don't know,
age?
man. The mercenary talk I'm hearing from him, and he came from Southampton anyway.
Yeah.
But
And
more recently, Son like kind of just appeared out of nowhere. I know he came from Germany, Korea to Germany, but to me, I never heard about him until I heard about Van Dijk before because he played in the Premier League for another team. And I think that's the criteria we need to use, is somebody who only played for one Premier League team when he was in the Premier League.
I think I got you. I think I got you on Liverpool. If it's not Van Dijk, I think Curtis Jones,
Good one.
something like that.
I'm thinking, let's see here. I would say Mainoo at Manchester United, but the new ownership say they're open to sell him to balance their books, which kind of sucks. Like your guy, Conor Gallagher, would have been another one I would have said would have stayed. But Chelsea, he would have been the new leader, legend, captain kind of guy, but he's.
I feel like Saka for sure. Who
Because I just.
else? Manchester City, probably, I would say. I don't think, I think I could see Rico Lewis going for some reason. I'm not
Technically,
going
I
to say
think
Rico.
Haaland will be because of the contract he signed. We knew who he was before he got there, but this is his first Premier club, and I don't think he'll go to into interleague.
You know what the issue with this all this is, Matt, is like I think it's like Barcelona can't afford any of these players anymore. Like it's only Real Madrid, or it's like you're going to a different Premier League team. Like,
Or
and I
you're going to
think,
Bayern Munich on a free. You let your contract end, you kind of go to a no tampering agreement that's kind of like wink, wink. I'm going to let my contract run out. Talk to me on this date. Kind of know they don't talk to them. The player talks to them. They kind of wave at them across the street, and then the player winks at them. And then when it's up, they go. As soon as midnight hits, the deal's already ready to go.
Yeah, it's done, but it's not done.
Done. Yeah, it's not. It's shake. Shake hands like doing the cartoons where the guys would shake hands from like across the street, but like.
Yeah. They move it together. Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Where are we
Let's get
heading
back.
next, though?
Let's get back to
What was
football.
a
We
good
got,
question, man?
I got you. I got you. We got Brentford
Brentford.
losing at home to Aston Villa 1-0 from the lone goal from Ollie Watkins, who's back on the score sheet again. Matt, what were your thoughts on this game?
Oh, now that they sold Duran, I put Ollie Watkins in my honorable mention for your last question. I don't know him from any other. I know him from other English teams, but I don't know him from any Premier League teams.
Yeah,
Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Ollie Watkins seems like one of those guys who's like on the brink of a big six striker, but he's not there yet, where he may never
Honestly,
be there possibly.
I
Like, would you
really wish they would have sold him to Arsenal.
still take him at Arsenal even now?
Oh, dude, Absolutely. In terms of assist, in terms of in this season, in terms of goal, like assists and goals, he is like fourth or fifth. He's behind
No,
Haaland
he's got.
and Salah. Like you
And I
throw
think he's
him out of the
been.
team like Arsenal that everyone shares the goals, I think he would kill there. But I think with Villa's just like Newcastle, their new kind of like we're rivals with Arsenal, I don't think he'll come to our team. But it
But
is
he
what
did
it
grow up as an Arsenal
is.
fan.
Well, most people, Haaland technically grew up as an Arsenal fan.
Hey, I was just throwing it out there, man. Come
I
on.
know, I bet you didn't know.
Let me be your agent, man.
Yeah, I
But
got you.
I didn't watch any of this game, Matt. You got any further thoughts on this one at all?
No. Let's jump in. We're heading to Wolves Everton next.
Wolves Everton, one
Oh,
to
it was a
one.
good evening. Let's make our customary joke. It
Yes,
was a good
yes.
evening. Good
Good
evening.
evening. Yes. Goals from Marshall Munetzi for Wolves and Jack Harrison getting the equalizer for Everton in the 33rd minute. What were your thoughts on this one, man?
David Moyes is still pretty much undefeated.
He's got one loss
He's the
since he's
Glasner
been.
of this season. He comes in and he is just like just at a bar fight. He shows up, he sees the fight going on. Nobody knows why he's there, but he's just beating people up.
That was a good poll. I like that. But yeah, credit to Moyes, credit to Wolves. They needed some points, man. Let me see where they are. They are now 6 points clear of the relegation zone, so they should be
So
safe. Yeah.
some housekeeping stuff. We're running out of time. When we get done with two Arsenal and Chelsea, let's stop it and then pick up again. Okay.
Gotcha. That's good. Into the next game here, guys. We got one of Matt's favorite games of this weekend here. We got
It is my
Spurs.
favorite game of the weekend.
There you go. We got Spurs drawing Bournemouth 2-2. Matt, hit me with it. What'd you see in this one?
So I remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked some trash about Son. I was just saying I was tired of seeing him. But he kind of entered that Vardy conversation in this game where he still did that pouty kid look he does that I don't like, that I'm just like, dude, you're 30 years old. It's like, stop pouting like you're 17. But he, so there's this amazing play that right before halftime, he gets the ball and he goes down to the Bournemouth net. He bounces it off the crossbar. He basically his shot misses. Bournemouth rebound it and take it straight down. And they get a goal, but it gets taken off for offsides. But Son showed he still, if not being double teamed, can still do some amazing footwork and counterattacking goals that Tottenham hasn't really done as much lately under this new manager. They've been more
For sure.
front-footed under Ange. But the next goal he gets, well, the penalty he scores, he literally just plays mind games with Bournemouth's defense. And gets a penalty out of nothing. Like he's done it. We've seen him do this a ton of times. But he's still got the brains, and I got some appreciation for him because there was stuff to see other than him pouting. And I hate it when he does the pouty face with the sad cry, and it annoys me because he's 30. But Bournemouth should have won this game, and Son basically played the entire game. He didn't have Maddison with him until the 70th minute. Or later game. Sorry, let me. I don't know the exact minutes. I was
I
kind of
got you.
watching while I was doing other
Second
stuff.
half.
The after halftime, and Madison opened it up so Son could play his magic tricks on people, and he, Bournemouth could have done this 5-1 or 5-2, and they ended up getting a draw. They were basically playing like PSG did against Liverpool.
I'm just confused. Like, for Sar's goal, man, like, what happened to like? Why did Sar like he scored? He did exactly what Saka did against Chelsea against Kepa. Like,
Yeah.
or sorry, it was Mendy. It was Mendy. My
Was
bad.
the goalkeeper, yeah.
Yeah. But dude,
It kind of
man.
came out of nowhere. I didn't even think he was going to score until it just went in. I was like, what the hell is he doing there?
But I like everything you said, man. Son with the cold penalty. That's I only watched the goals of this game, so I don't have anything to put for anything else. But
But
you
when
just have to
he got in that
appreciate
defender's head and
goals.
got him to tap him, he fell down and he milked that for everything it's worth. And it's kind of the reason a lot of people don't like football is the kind of NBA style diving that is in it now. But when you watch a team that conceded 17 shots, 8 on target, Tottenham only had 12 shots, and most of them were dog shit. I remember 4 of them being on target. I'm gonna be
Yeah.
honest with you. I don't remember. I could have sworn it was 2 when I was watching, but I didn't watch the whole game. Maybe there were a couple that were there, but they just got outclassed by a team 60-40 possession, 60% going to Spurs, but Bournemouth played like Harry Kane Spurs, and over just they had this game and they just couldn't lock it up.
Evan Nielsen, I'm happy he scored as well. That's my boy. I'm hoping he continues to do well for the Cherry Prince. Credit to both teams in an entertaining game. Matt, we'll get to my game because it wasn't as big as your game was, as the Big
Well,
Sixes
let's
of
jump
the game.
ahead to the just to give the
Oh, yeah.
score of the one that was played today.
We have West Ham at home losing to Newcastle 1-0, the lone goal from Bruno Guimarães off of a set piece, I believe.
I didn't get a chance to watch this. I was actually very busy at work today. I even forgot I was on until Bleacher Report told me he scored.
Yeah, it was a set piece. Yeah, I didn't watch any of this either. I was also working, guys, again. Sorry for that. But
Hey, we got to earn a living, man, until they make it so we can just watch football all day and like we can rent a studio like those guys that we don't like do, which actually
exactly.
we probably just have two buckets and an old tube TV,
Yep.
and Paco would have the nice bed chair.
Yeah, he'd get like the it'd be like, we'll give him like a royal chair and then we'll sit us on stools or something. Yeah.
I
But
think Home Depot buckets painted blue and red would probably be the funniest thing.
I got you. I will say I do feel bad for our boy Potter. Still having trouble getting results with this team. Again, it's just a weird structure that he came in with, like a weird influx of buying of players. Like Fulcrug was a weird signing. You signed him for like 30 million. He's like 35 years old. He hasn't done anything for West Ham. You have creative players like Kudus and Paqueta, and then Suchek's great, but then like you have physical strikers up front, no pacey wingers that go with Kudus. I'm just worried for West Ham and what they're gonna have to do in the summer to sort of reshape this team for Potter or even somebody else, because it's not looking good for him, man.
Yeah. You ready? Let's stop. I'll give you a quick call back and we'll pick up with the big games and excuse me, the previews.
We'll see you in a sec, guys.
Right, guys. We are back. For you guys, it's only been a few seconds. For me and Reese, it's been an eternity because of a software change.
Welcome back, my friends. 8 minutes later, Matt is the best technician in town. I will say that.
I just had to wait. I don't like to be under pressure for those services where they give you something free, but they're like, hey, we put this in so you can pay. I like to do it on my own time when I'm not rushed and I can see if it's really a value or not. And not like, oh, here, take my credit card and I'll forget about it.
Hey, I'm not worried, Matt. All good, brother.
Yeah.
Into the next game here, guys. We got Chelsea at home beating Leicester City 1-0 with Mark Cucurella in the 60th minute.
According to my dad, should have been 2-0.
Yeah. Cole Palmer missing his first penalty for Chelsea. Unfortunately, he had the highest goal rate from penalty in the league so far, but it is what it is, Matt. Before we get into my points, do you have any thoughts on this one, man?
Just what my dad and you told me, you guys were watching the game and you guys were sending me stuff that was going on at the exact same time. Like me and Paco were trying to make it across town to your side of town. You kind of live by my folks, and because of some shenanigans, we were forced onto the 17. And we just decided, I go, well, we didn't decide. I decided because he's a dog and he can't talk. I
Yeah.
decided to just take the 17 to the 101 to take it all the way around.
I'm with you, Matt. I will say, Cole Palmer, the goal drought is obvious, But the dude is missing Nico Jackson and his Nnoti Madueke, the two player that he has created the most goals with. It's like
He's no tr he is far better than Trossard, but it's like when
he's
people
what
are
he
like, oh,
it's like he
Arsenal's not, their attack is crap. I go, yeah, because it's literally one forward with a midfielder and a 17-year-old.
He's doing what he's having to go through, what like Odegaard's going through right now, just missing like his whole front attack to produce with, and with what he's doing right now is just, it's awesome. But Mark Cucurella is the best left back in the league. That is the those are all my points, man.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I can't think of one that's better on left side.
Yeah.
I
What
like Ben White better, but no, he's a right back. Never mind. Yeah, actually, Calafiori, I can take or leave at this point. And Malisson Skelly is a midfielder playing in there. I can't think of anyone on Liverpool that's better than him, United or City. City.
Yeah. I'm in the boat that
I
he's
think
pushing
who's the
for the
Spurs
best.
left back?
Udogie, he's all right.
He's okay.
Estupiñán's good from Brighton. Kerkez is probably very good.
I
He's very
think
good for
I can't
Bournemouth.
think of anyone that's better than Cucurella then.
We're pushing for the best left back in the world now. Into the next game here, guys. We got Manchester United versus the mighty Arsenal. Game came to a 1-1 draw. Matt, while I was waiting for you, Arteta answered some very great questions, and then they said that he stormed off at the end. My man was just asked about the title race, and they're like, "Yeah, you're 15 points off. What do you want him to say?
Yeah.
What do you want him to say?"
Sometimes I think that, like, so I'm not, I don't know what the first one says. I don't know who I'm getting this from, but I wish Arteta would get a little bit of the Ange Postecoglou and be like,
Yeah.
I might, it's 15 points. What do you want me to do here? Like, you're asking me a stupid question. Like, I wish Arteta would say that to him, to people, because it's like he's been getting a lot of stupid questions. It's like, what do you
Yeah.
want from the guy? His team isn't good enough to compete with a team that's ahead of them. What do you want him to say? He can do that. We can fight to the end, but that's a lie because it's a 15-point lead. They can literally lock it up by the end of this month.
What I will say from this game, I liked both of the goals that were scored.
I hate Bruno. I don't like him. And I mean this, I don't mean this like rationally, but there's a big Brazilian Portuguese community in Phoenix that's developing, and there's a couple guys that have the Bruno Fernandes face. And I automatically dislike them, not like hate, but I just look at them like, I don't want to even, be, I don't want to like, talk to that guy. I don't want that guy in my life because he's got the Bruno teeth. And it's taking me off a whole section of people because every time I see Bruno Fernandes play one of our teams, I'm just like, he's going to screw something up for us. I just know he's got that in him. He's the best player on that Man United squad. He's
Do you care
the
at all
only one
about?
I would consider world class in that team.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you think do you care about the
Oh,
wall at all?
and Højlund.
Højlund's world class to you?
Yeah, he's still in the under 23s, right?
Yeah, he is. He is.
And for
Interesting.
123s, he's still
I'm
worth.
a Højlund believer, but I don't know if you had him world class or not. That's funny
For
though.
under 23s, if he plays in the under 23 World Cup, I would consider him a world class player in the under 23s.
Okay.
As
Okay.
soon as he turns 24, he's not.
I got you. Where do you care about the wall at all for the United goal?
I just think it was badly put together. I know I've seen people blame the ref, but it is what it is. That's where they put it. I mean, if Arsenal had moved up closer, would they have been able to, the referee would have called them on it. That's what I understood. He told them where they could stand, and they did.
Declan Rice with the goal of the weekend comfortably. Beautiful, beautiful goal from outside the
So,
box.
did you watch this game? Because Declan Rice did three celebrations, and people were putting him three celebrations, one goal. There was a play. What?
I liked his shush though. The shush was nice.
But he did some play on the defense where he kicked the ball out of the way and like moved his entire leg in a non-natural way to avoid, like, the guy was going to get a penalty, and Rice just moved his leg and the guy fell down.
Yeah.
And it was just a beautiful play. He celebrated that because, like, the guy thought he was going to get a penalty. Instead, he hits his face in the ground.
Matt, any
It was
final thoughts on this game?
superhuman, that play he did. I'm not saying the whole performance was superhuman, but he had one of the best, his best performance, I think, of this year
Yeah,
in this
I agree.
game. But the rest of the Arsenal was just listless. I mean, I didn't even look at the stats. I'm going to bring them up right now because this is our
I
last.
got you. I got you. It is Arsenal 68% possession. Both teams had six shots on goal, 17 attempts for Arsenal, 10 for United, and then both had five saves. I thought Raya was also insane. I thought this
Oh,
was
yeah.
one of his best performances of the season. The last save off the line was crazy. So that
Yeah,
was a great
he
call.
was on fire. That goal was just, it was a fluke. Fernandes gets them from time to time.
I will say, as a goalkeeper, I have no experience in this, but the free kick, it was a big wall that you guys had set up, but Raya was a little too far off the middle of the line. Like he was just a little too far away from the left side of the goal, I'd say.
Yeah,
Or
I
if
think he was set up
left.
because he thought the wall would defend him. What me and my dad saw was he thought the wall would defend him, so he was worried about ricocheting and it coming in the other side. That's what I thought it was set up as. But people were like, oh, the referee is criminal. I was like, guys, stop with this referee shit. Like, he put the thing where it was. Unless you can, want to get lawyers, it is what it is. Arsenal didn't play great. Even if that goal hadn't gone in, they probably would have barely won this 1-0, or they probably would have screwed up somewhere else.
I'm with you. Credit to both teams, though. I thought it was a great game to watch. Into next weekend, Matt. Let's jump into some previews, brother. Do
I'm bringing up my screen and get back to it.
you want a fun fact for next Saturday?
Yeah, it's the 4-4-3 Derby.
Not Saturday, sorry. Not
Oh, my bad.
Saturday. Yeah. Arsenal Chelsea is on Sunday, but Saturday, it is my birthday, man.
Oh, happy birthday.
Kang the Conqueror
10,043 years old.
I am Kang the Conqueror. What's up?
Actually, I equate you more to Vandal Savage than Kang. Kang's from
Okay.
the future, Vandal's from the
I'm with
past, who's lived through all human history. If we're going for the comic book reference, you
That's
also kind
fair.
of have the little bit more of the Cro-Magnon Vandal Savage look. Just
I'm
kidding.
Puerto Rican, my dad's brown, so like Vandal Savage is a brown man. I'm almost there as well, you know.
Okay. Kang, you would look terrible in blue, man. Like
Yeah,
blue
you're right.
face.
I am Chelsea Blue. What do we got for next weekend, brother?
All right, so we start out Saturday, 8 a.m. No early games. Pep can rest easy.
And you know what's
West
funny, Matt? You
Ham.
know what's funny? The one, we had a huge third and fourth place game last this past weekend at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I hate you, Premier League.
Why you do that to us, man?
It's
All
crazy. All right,
right,
continue.
so 8 a.m. on Saturday, March 15th, we have West Ham travel to what they call their new stadium, Everton's new stadium.
I think it's still as Goodison Park. I don't
Is it
think they
still Goodison
renamed it.
Park? Yeah.
Yeah, it is still Goodison Park.
Okay.
Respect.
But
What do
it's
you
not
got?
the real Goodison Park. Okay.
Who do you have in this one?
I don't mean to go oversell Moisnir, but I think Everton's going to get this 2-1 over your boy Harry Potter.
Gonna go with 1-0 to Everton. I agree with you, Matt. The record is just too good right now for Moyes. What's
I
next?
mean, Moyes, I know he's lost one game, right, since
Yeah.
he's joined the team.
Yeah, only one. Only one.
Yeah, but he's not undefeated, but he's got a really good record. All right, next up, it's still an 8 a.m. game. We have Wolves visiting Southampton.
Big game for Southampton, man. They have 6 points on the season. Yeah, I'm going Wolves 3-0. What do you got,
I'm gonna go Wolves 2-0.
Matt?
Come on, Willie Smallbone, prove us wrong.
Yeah, I know, man.
Okay, so next up we have Nottingham Forest facing my mother's team, Ipswich Town and Ipswich. Up the tractor, boys, but I think Nottingham's going to win this 3-0.
Hey, I was worried about Forest, but I'm not worried about it this weekend. I'm gonna go with the Forest 1-0 win. I
Okay.
think it's close though. I think Ipswich can give them some problems. I think Kieran McKenna likes to set up a decent side, but Forest are too good right now.
Yeah. Next up, we have a battle of the blue teams. Brighton travel north to the Vibury, or the Etihad as it's called legally, to face Manchester City. This is still an 8 a.m. Saturday game. All four we've gone over 8 a.m. Saturday.
This is a fun game, guys. I'm gonna go with a 3-2 City win, but I do think Brighton score goals. I
I'm
think
going for
they.
a 2-2 draw.
Okay, that's fair.
I just have a feeling. I don't know.
I gotcha.
I
What's
got
next?
an itch like a gambler. Like I might put money on this game. All right, next up we have ooh, a battle of the B teams. Brentford travel to face Bournemouth.
Matt, there's only one man I'm picking. I've picked him all season. I'm going to continue to pick him. It's the Cherry Prince. I'm going 2-0. Come on, man.
I think if the Bournemouth play the way they did against Spurs against Brentford, I think
Yeah.
they win this 2-1 or 2-0.
I agree.
All right, next up, the 4-4-3 Derby. Chelsea travel a short distance to the Emirates Stadium to face Arsenal Football Club.
At 6:30 in the morning.
Sunday, 6:30. I was going to see if you wanted to get together for this, but you
At
don't have to get up.
6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know you're not a morning person.
Matt, 6:30 in the morning. There's no morning games on Saturday.
Well, it's Sunday, but Breeds, I have to start at 7 a.m. now, so I've been getting up at 5
Yeah.
all last week. I got up at 5:15 today. On the weekends, I try to get up at 6 now.
But on Saturday, there's no morning games that early. But on
Yeah.
Sunday, they have 2 6:30 a.m. games.
Two London derbies. I don't
Premier
know, I'm
League,
saying it like
yeah.
Shrek.
Matt, who do you have in this one? And just give me a quick breakdown on why you have them winning.
So
Or drawing, or drawing.
I
No way.
think Chelsea is gonna get two goals. I just don't know if Arsenal can match them.
I don't think Chelsea are
I
healthy
think
enough to beat
Chelsea
Arsenal.
win this 2-1.
I don't think Chelsea are healthy enough to beat this Arsenal side. I
But
think
this Arsenal side is
defensively,
not healthy either.
but I think defensively you guys are too structured for us to score against. I don't think we can barely break down a Leicester team. It took a Mark Cucurella outside the box grounding bottom right shot.
But
I don't
you
see.
got to remember, though, the chippy chip stand is on. You can plan your route to go from Chelsea to Arsenal, and Coley can get his chippy chips. The whole team just cracked down on chippy chips. I think.
Yeah,
I do humorism. I say the worst result into the universe to hopefully bring about a better result.
I'm with you.
Because I am nervous for this game. You are our fierce rival in London. I hate to say, I'd rather get the double over you. Sometimes I would get the double over Spurs.
Hey, I completely agree, man. But
You ready to head to
here
the next
we
game? Or what'd you got thinking it's going to be?
I'm still thinking, man. Genuinely. I think I'm gonna go. It was a 1-1 draw last time. I'm gonna go with the 1-1 draw this time.
Right, next we have another London derby. We have Tottenham Hotspur traveling from North London to the east, while your team travels from east to the north. Tottenham traveled to face Fulham at Craven Cottage.
The Arsenal B team. Give me Fulham 3-2.
I think this is going to be 2-0 to the Fulham.
Ooh. After you just gave some credit to your boy Sonny. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, what's next
All
up?
right, the last game of the weekend. Both those games, guys, were 6:30 a.m. Phoenix time on March 16th. Now we go to the noon game. That's a big break in between these. Manchester United traveled to the Midlands to Leicester City to face the Foxes.
Yeah, I think Amorim finally gets his win here. Really, Matt? Matt, announce your pick. Announce your pick.
Nil nil.
I'm gonna go with a 1-0 Man United win. I don't think it's pretty. I don't
No. Who
But I
knows? They
mean,
could have one of those things where like Garnacho like smacks it in from like 2/3 of the way away from the like just past the half, and then they open up the scoring or some crazy stuff on this game. All right, so
guys. Yeah, hold on, man. Let me just say this. It is the London Derby on Sunday, so we will be recording on Sunday if Matt is free, if he's down.
I'm free. If you
All
want to
right.
make it over here, I can make the time work.
Cool, brother. I'll see you Sunday,
All
man.
right. Yeah, if you want to come over and watch the second half, you're more than welcome. I'll go get those breakfast burritos at halftime if you want to come over.
I don't even know if I'll be up
I'll have
for
my
the
new
game.
chomper and I can eat a burrito again, Reese.
I don't even know if I will be up for the game, man.
Okay. Well, if you want to come over, let me know before half so I can literally, the second it goes on halftime, I can jump in the car, order them over the phone, and have them ready and be right back.
I got you, brother. To
All
the
right.
people listening, we will see you guys on Sunday. Matt, do you have any final thoughts?
I did have a stoppage time question for you. So both you and I sent you a video where this guy was talking about how Arteta wasn't an Arsenal legend, and he was big up in a player who I didn't have any experience with except as a Chelsea player, Cesc Fabregas. He left the club right before I became a fan of the club, and the only time I heard about him, but I didn't really have much feelings for him because I didn't interact with many Arsenal fans. I have no love for Cesc Fabregas. To me, I put him in the same category as Robin van Persie.
I agree.
To me, like he's not a lad from the academy like Jack Wilshere or Saka, Miles Lewis-Skelly or Inwari. He came from the Barcelona academy, played with us for a couple seasons, and then left to go back to Barcelona and came back to play for Chelsea. I don't get the fabbing, the goonering of him. I just don't understand it. Do you?
No, I agree. I feel like if anything, you shouldn't call a player that switches to a fellow London club a legend. Like, I don't think Spurs fans consider Sol Campbell a legend. I don't
Oh,
think
speaking of
Arsenal fans
that,
find
like
Ashley
maybe that's the
Cole.
question here. Of these players that famously switched teams, do you think that Sol Campbell is like the most hated man in London?
Easily, by far. I don't think there was any more toxic move at the time. From any rival switch like that to a different team.
And I think if you make the switch to Man City, it's not it's not looked frowned upon because of
Now,
the.
who made the most? Now, the one thing that does stick in my head is when Adebayo or someone like that
Oh yeah, he
went
made
from
it
Arsenal
personal.
to City and then literally ran across the whole field and slid in front of your. That was cold. That was
But
cold.
the main question is, it's like, of the two of us, you're the only person that's seen Fabregas play for their team. I mean, he won some titles with you, but I don't even think Chelsea fans give him that much love.
I am a personal Cesc fan, but he was only here for like 3 seasons. Like, he was not here
But he
for
won a Champions League and a Premier League with you, right?
not a Champions League. He won a Prem,
Oh,
but
okay.
he has the greatest assist that we as you know, probably the greatest Chelsea assist of all
That's a
time, I'd
Diego
say.
Costa.
It was to Schürrle. You remember Schürrle, the redhead? Yeah. But I don't know, man. My thing is Sol Campbell, like I feel like he was the originator of like moving to rival clubs, if you think about it, at least in England, because you have like Luis Figo for Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Well,
But
and he did it before Tevez did it from United to City.
yeah, that's true.
But I mean, to me, I don't get the love they have for him because to me, he was a great player. I totally admit that.
Yeah.
The highlight reels were good to me, but maybe it's just because I'm a plastic fan and I came in late. It just like I don't get it. To me, Jack Gre Wilshere is more of a guy that I'm like, I ride or die with Jack.
That's fair. Yeah, Jack Wilshere is like an OG. Lord Bentner.
Lord Bentner. But another like just thoughts I wanted to bounce off you on the pod. So I sent you that video of Jack Grealish stumbling out of the $3 pint pub in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I gotta agree with what I sent you. I think it was the guys Kay O'Hearn and them. Like, does Jack need to go to rehab?
No, he just, I think it's just a party thing, you know, like you have a casual a night out after you win a league, you know. I think that's the only time he does it is during the summer, you know.
No, he just did this recently.
Oh, okay. I don't
And he was
know.
stumbling out of a Newcastle pub. But, like, if you're right, if it was Cole Palmer, do you think they would treat it in the same way? Just like, oh, shucks, you know?
No, not 100%, no. And that's
If it was
That's just...
Saka, if it was Rashford, it was Miles Lewis-Skelly, I guarantee you there would be calls to have him kicked off the English team.
You know my thoughts on like English media, man. Like it's so distinguished and it's so spotty and reactionary that they only pay attention to big players or players that have had fame at one point, but not to players who are always quote unquote like this, even though they're not, but they expose that more. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
you
know.
know.
Like, I loved it when he won the league, but just to watch him this time, just not winning the league, not being good form, not doing anything, just stumbling around drunk while paparazzi pester him.
Yeah.
It was just kind of sad to see him, like, kind of look like that because I still think that Grealish is one of those guys who needs to go back to Villa. I don't know if the Villa would take him right now, but he needs to go back to a club that will appreciate him.
He is still a very good player. He is unfortunately in a Pep system. He can't play for a big six team, you know.
I just don't know why they bought him too, because he looks less impressive in sky blue than that the Villa colors.
The maroon red.
But
Yeah.
kind of a lame stoppage on my point in time. But hey man, I'll see you this weekend. And
Guys, thank you for watching. We will see you guys next time. Matt, close us
live
out, my
long and
friend.
watch some football, lads.